actually wanted to start with a couple of dirty jokes, but that'll have to wait for next time. These poems come from a time when I ran out of my own inspiration and turned to a storybook for some characters and stories that have sort of kept me going over the years. I'll talk about each one in turn before I read the poem. The first one is Mary Magdalene, someone who's almost worn out, or her reputation is almost worn out with people like Dan Brown. I still have a soft spot for her and believe she had a soft spot for Jesus. Sweet Jesus Christ. Words worn to threads by men who never knew his smell, his taste, the touch of his hands, the look in his eyes, the power of his arms, arms strong from aching day in, day out work. Oh, Jesus wept. So he did. For me, for stupid Peter, poor old Judas, every God-forsaken one of us. Holy Mother, the press of his chest, the weight of him, his whipcord hardness braced against my... God, I can't believe he's gone for good. The second one is about someone who, alarmingly, is, I think, about to be rehabilitated, because I thought I was being fairly out of the mainstream in liking him, and that's Judas, whose only mistake seems to have been to fall into despair, a state that I sometimes find myself. High up here, with the wind's whisper willing me to fly and no attendant angels there to catch me. No hope of heaven now with him, whom they will say I simply sold for silver. One of you, he said. I stood. Send me, I thought, instead of him, the heavy-handed hothead, instead of her who loves you most, who's closest to your blood and body, let me be nearest to you at the end. My end is here, hopeless, roped onto a shaking gallows tree. I fail to see, I fall, I feel branches break my... And the final one is Mary, and it's really inspired by the feeling of dread I have at losing my own child, the imagination of something which I hope I will never have to experience. Nothing prepares you for the cold stone contours, crags, gashes, gullies, gouges of a broken body. Empty sepulchre, my son. I lift him, drag him backwards, wrap round him, make believe my blood is running through him, feel him come to life inside me. Taste the bitterness of knowing. Smell dead sweat. Start to wash him.